Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, July 19th, and I am reading from the New International Version and the New Living Translation. And as we read, we are listening for a word from the Lord and hoping for application of God's truth for our lives. We'll start with 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may also be revealed in our mortal body. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. It is written, "I believed, therefore I have spoken." Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to himself. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. And now let's turn over to the book of Psalms. Today we read Psalm 64 for the director of music, a psalm of David. Hear me, my God, as I voice my complaint. Protect my life from the threat of the enemy. Hide me from the conspiracy of the wicked, from the plots of evildoers. They sharpen their tongues like swords and aim cruel words like deadly arrows. They shoot from ambush at the innocent. They shoot suddenly without fear. They encourage each other in evil plans. They talk about hiding their snares. They say, "Who will see it?" They plot injustice and say, "We have devised a perfect plan. Surely the human mind and heart are cunning." But God will shoot them with his arrows. They will suddenly be struck down. He will turn their own tongues against them and bring them to ruin. All who see them will shake their heads in scorn. All people will fear. They will proclaim the works of God and ponder what he has done. The righteous will rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. All the upright in heart will glory in him. And now let's turn over to the book of Ezekiel. Today I'm reading Ezekiel chapter 4. And the title in my Bible says, A Sign of the Coming Siege. And now, son of man, take a large brick and set it down in front of you. Then draw a map of the city of Jerusalem on it. Build siege ramps against the city walls. Surround it with enemy camps and battering rams. Then take an iron griddle and place it between you and the city. Turn toward it and demonstrate how the enemy will attack Jerusalem. Now lie on your left side and place the sins of Israel on yourself. You are to bear their sins for the number of days you lie there on your side. You will bear Israel's sins for 390 days, one day for each year of their sin. After that, turn over and lie on your right side for 40 days, one day for each year of Judah's sin. Meanwhile, continue your demonstration of the siege of Jerusalem. Lie there with your arm barred and prophesy her destruction. I will tie you up with ropes so you won't be able to turn from side to side until the days of your siege have been completed. Now go and get some wheat, barley, beans, lentils, millet, and spelt, and mix them together in a storage jar. Use this food to make bread for yourself during the 390 days you will be lying on your side. Ration this out to yourself, 8 ounces of food for each day, and eat it at set times. Then measure out the jar of water for each day and drink it at set times. Each day prepare your bread as you would barley cakes. While the people are watching, bake it over a fire using dried human dung as fuel and then eat the bread. For this is what the Lord says. Israel will eat defiled bread in the Gentile lands, where I will banish them. Then I said, O sovereign Lord, must I be defiled by using human dung? For I have never been defiled before. From the time I was a child until now, I have never eaten any animal that died of sickness or that I found dead. And I have never eaten any of the animals that our laws forbid. All right, the Lord said, you may bake your bread with cow dung instead of human dung. Then he told me, Son of man, I will cause food to be very scarce in Jerusalem. It will be weighed out with great care and eaten fearfully. The water will be portioned out drop by drop, and the people will drink it with dismay. Food and water will be so scarce that the people will look at one another in terror, and they will waste away under their punishment. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Goodness gracious, Ezekiel is going to be a difficult book, but I want us to fight for perspective and for God's message to us in the middle of it. Here in chapter 4, my study Bible says that Ezekiel was directed to act out several unusual scenarios, in essence, living parables, to get the attention of his stubborn audience. It says, if the people would stop rebelling long enough to ask what the prophet was doing, then he could finally announce God's message to them. we see here that he was supposed to act out the siege, like he was supposed to build these little things that looked like the siege on Jerusalem. And then he was supposed to lie on his side for 390 days and then 40 on the other one. And then Ezekiel is to bake some bread using human waste. And then immediately Ezekiel objects and God permits him to use cow dung instead. The study Bible says the Lord wanted to portray in the most graphic terms possible the severity of the judgment coming upon Israel. My study Bible continues by saying the austere conditions that Ezekiel acted out would soon become all too real as the Babylonians overran the city after starving it out. O Lord, in response to Ezekiel, help us just to examine our hearts and to see the ways that you have called us to live and ask ourselves difficult questions. Are we living in line with our purpose as Christians? Okay, it's Missions Monday, so we do not want to forget to pray for our friends at Red Mountain Grace. Red Mountain Grace is an organization that provides housing apartments for people who have long-term health care needs here in the city of Birmingham. So people who come from all over to the city of Birmingham, perhaps for transplant or long-term care, can find apartments instead of sleeping in their cars or paying for extended stay hotels. They provide for affordable housing for the people, and also different churches partner with Red Mountain Grace to help keep the apartments looking good and provide meals, different things for the people who are housed. We pray alongside them as they continue to minister to many who are facing difficult days in treatment. And Lord, we also pray for those who are on the list awaiting housing, but there is no room. We thank you, Lord, for the provision and the vision of those who have created this ministry. And we pray, Lord, that you would bless them as they seek to serve you. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.